Welcome, everybody. Shia number 970. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramoisha and Lerafua Shalema Yamna Ilana Bas Aisha. Shtakav Rafua Shalema Psuch Shacholi Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Memachek and Memareach, smoothening. So I want to talk a little bit about hand lotions. Before we get to that, I just want to mention a couple of things just people should keep in mind. Most of us understand, but they do run, these are items which do run under the malach of memachek. Number one, for example, shoe polish, any type of polishing of the shoe. The type of shoe polish that gets smeared in general, one is not supposed to be polishing shoes anyways, but the thicker one, that would be a melacha, that would fall under the melacha deraisa, lemaisa of memachek. Also, toothpaste. In general, toothpaste is quite a number of issues which come up in reference to brushing one's teeth. First of all, you have the toothbrush itself. There's a question of schitas seyar. There's a drabbanan schita on the squeezing of the toothbrush itself. Number one. Number two, regular toothpaste runs under the malacha of mamachek, and that's not allowed to be used. They do have various different type of toothbrushes that they sell with wider bristles, that are sort of like, I think, plastic, or they're wider bristles, and also they have a type of a toothpaste that's, if you want to call it a Shabbos toothpaste, that's like, sort of like a liquid, so that would not be memachek. It's the regular toothpaste, the regular, you know, jelly-type toothpaste, all that runs under the malacha of memachek, so one has to be careful in reference to using regular toothpaste or, of course, shoe polish on Shabbos. Just a few more things before we get actually to the hand lotions. We spoke about lipstick, of course, can be used, also chapstick. It brings on the Sefer Shabbos home. In conjunction with the Igris Moshe, regular chapstick also, he brings down using lipstick, like we said, and chapstick also, on Shabbos violates the malacha of memareich. Of course, when you use chapstick, you're smoothing out the wax-like substance that's going on to one's lips. In applying it, one inevitably smoothens out the stick. So that's not allowed to be used also on Shabbos. In reference to deodorants, which we did discuss, we said a solid or gel type deodorant may not be used on Shabbos because in applying it, one smoothens out and smears the stick. A gel also runs under the malacha of memachek. But we did mention the aerosol or the roll-on deodorant brings down the Sefer Shabbos home, which we've mentioned in the past. The regular aerosol, the regular spray, that we just said, you can't spray a good smell onto clothing, but onto one's body you could. So the regular spray deodorant could be used, regular aerosol, and the roll-on deodorant. So that's what it brings down to the Sefer Shabbos home. Aerosol and roll-on deodorants may be used on Shabbos because they are liquids. Another thing to keep in mind, the facial creams he brings down. We spoke about the thick hand creams. We're going to talk about, again, with the lotions, the ones that flow when one picks up the hand and it starts to flow down. We'll talk about how that works. We said the very thin ones like baby oil and these type of things, that's for sure no problem. But then even a little bit thicker, as long as it flows in general, there are major poiskim who do matter that, but we'll talk about that. But the thick facial creams, thick hand creams, the thick ones, those that which we've spoken about in the past, he does bring down the Sefer Shabbos home. Also, one should avoid all solid facial, again, solid facial and hand creams may not be used on Shabbos. Their use taka violates the Isser of Memareach. It's like the Desitin Vaseline type of a thing. The same applies to thick lotions. The thick lotions, which is like a glob type of a thing. You put it on your hand, you pick up your hand, for example, and it's just basically a glob. It doesn't flow at all. Okay, the ones that flow, we'll talk about. Liquid creams and lotions. Liquid creams and lotions in general may be used, but we want to get a little bit more into that in the upcoming shiurim. Just want to try and go through a few more things that people should be aware of. Silly putty, he brings under the Sefer Shabbos home. Regular silly putty, Play-Doh. A lot of times children play with Play-Doh. Modeling clay. Children should definitely avoid that. It's forbidden. He brings out his taka also to shape and mold these items. You have other issues also. You could have boina building, but the regular mareach for sure. You have silly putty, Play-Doh, modeling clay would all be usher under the malacha of memachek. Now, another interesting thing he brings down, those people who have braces, For regular braces, it brings down those who wear braces on their teeth. They often have they put on globs of wax onto the metal wires in order to prevent them from, you know, from getting irritated, from irritating the gums and so on. So lemaisa, it's not so posh. We did talk about to shmir it on that you can't do, but we spoke about dabbing to, you know, to put something on or dab it on. So it's not so clear. He does bring down whether this would be allowed on Shabbos. Generally, it's usur placing thick substances onto a surface. Now again, we're not talking about where there's a major illness or these type of things. Just dab on braces to avoid a little bit of irritation and so on. So generally, he brings down that it is takat. The Chazal said it was usur placing thick substances onto a surface, even if one does not smoothing it out, because there's a possibility that one may inadvertently smoothen it out. So this would indicate, he brings down again, does the Sefer Shabbos home, that this would, Lachar will be falling under the Isser, but Lamaisi, he does end off that one, one should put it on, obviously, before Shabbos, if it's feasible, obviously, to put on this wax before Shabbos. And once it's on the teeth, once it's on in the braces, on in the mouth, whatever happens, that's not the issue. But it's the putting on that we have an issue on Shabbos. So if somebody really needs, they should talk to their Rav and find out, to talk to their Rav, Paisik, or whatever it is, and find out. That's what it brings down. Therefore, one who wishes to use the wax on Shabbos, they forgot to put it on before Shabbos, or they can't put it on before Shabbos, they only can put it on Shabbos. So then they should just double check and consult, with their Rav how it should be done, possibly with a Shina. But we're not going to get into that. Obviously, there's various different cases, some a little bit more extreme, some a little bit less, but everybody should find out if that is applicable to them in reference to braces and the wax. Now, another interesting thing, which we mentioned last time, even by regular thick creams, but in general, squeezing out a tube is not a problem. He brings out a person may squeeze food out of a tube, for example, cream. We said even if it's a thicker cream, even like ointment, like Desitin or the like. In general, I know people ask me over the years also in reference to schita, is that a problem of squeezing? Squeezing cream, squeezing anything out of a tube does not fall under the category of squeezing of schita halachically, and it does not fall under the category of memachik. So in general, most of the items that one squeezes out of a tube, whether it's the creams and, you know, we're not talking about how to put it on, but now we're just talking about using the tubes itself or if it's squeezing food out of a tube. There's no issues of schita over there. And the same thing by cream, squeezing the item or ointment out of the tube itself, we mentioned last time, would not be a problem. I just wanted to add the part that it's also, there is no schita also. So in general, squeezing these items out of a tube is fine. Now, the only thing he does bring down to avoid, provided no decorative or useful shape is formed. Sometimes you squeeze it out of a tube, and at the end it forms like a fancy star or forms like a picture. They have these various different type of things, so that's running into a problem of boina. That's a separate issue. Tikkun mana, boina, building, and so on. So that's a separate issue we're not going to get into right now, but if it's just a regular tube, it's fine, unless it has some sort of a fancy form at the end. That's what, like we mentioned last time, the reason is, in this case, the schita, we understand, that's not, schita is only when something is absorbed. If the item is not absorbed in something else, there is no schita. It has to be absorbed, number one. And as far as the memachik, we mentioned last time that the person, even though it might smoothen out the ointment or the food or whatever is coming out of the tube, the person has absolutely no kavana at all to smoothen out the item. They couldn't care less if it gets smooth, doesn't get smooth. They just want to get it out of the tube, so it's a and there's no problem with that at all. Okay, thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.